Gavrik to Kopitar to Gavrik, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Topoli to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back here at Rexall Place in Edmonton, where the Kings continue their dominance in this building. Last 16 games here in Edmonton, they are now 12-1-3 with a 3-2 win here tonight in the first of five meetings between these division rivals this season. Three stars of tonight's game. Our third star goes to Tanner Pearson in the right place at the right time. The game-winning goal on the power play at 16:34 of the third period. Tanner's been coming around lately, skating well, getting his opportunities. And tonight, finally, he gets rewarded for his hard work. The game winner, his first goal of the year, star number three. Cam Talbot, 31 saves for the Edmonton Oilers. His best period was in that third period when he came up with three or four big stops to keep his team in it. So Cam Talbot, the new Oiler netminder, 31 saves, star number two. And Jonathan Quick voted as the number one star, 23 saves. A big one at the end with 5 seconds left on a Pouliot bid that was reviewed in Toronto, made the glove save right at the goal line while reaching to his left. Big stop on Klinkhammer, 5.5 into the third period. Two of Quick's better saves tonight. Jonathan Quick has won four straight, 23 saves. He's the number one star again in his career now. Quick, 15-1-5. Only one regulation loss in 21 games against the Oilers in his career. Jonathan Quick, star number one. Cam Talbot, Oiler goaltender, star number two. Tanner Pearson, the winning goal for the Kings, star number three. 3-2, Kings win it. We'll take a break. When we come back, the highlights on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Morongo, good times. Are we recording it? Because I've eaten a lot of Halloween candy and I may be on a sugar high.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
There's no tricks, just treats at our Friday T-Bone Steak Buffet. Dinner starts at just $19.95.
Number two.
Score big with our $200,000 100-yard dash.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a new Audi A5 this Sunday.
Morongo, good times.
As a parent, you know the best place to teach your kid to ride a bike.
Keep pedaling, you got it!
I did it, Daddy, I did it!
Woohoo! But if your kid needed a hospital, would you know which one is best? It's Children's Hospital Los Angeles, California's only children's hospital ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's honor roll. To learn more or make a donation to the hospital that keeps kids riding strong, visit chla.org. Children's Hospital Los Angeles, we treat kids better.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The home of Kings hockey.
Live and local. 7979 KABC.
Back here in Edmonton, the post-game show continues. Kings win their fifth straight, a 3-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers here tonight. Connor McDavid, first overall pick in the entry draft, highly touted. So far, so good for him. He's got 9 points in 9 games. And he had a hand in the Oilers' first goal scored by Benoit Pouliot at 4:42 of the first period. Yakupov for McDavid in on right wing with speed, takes it to the net, a chance save, score! Pouliot on the rebound. Well, right there we saw the speed of Connor McDavid. He drove wide on right wing around the defense. A little backhand to forehand move, got a shot on goal, forced the rebound, and the rebound was buried by Pouliot. 1-0 Oilers. And for Pouliot, his second of the year. McDavid and Yakupov, that's been a good line early on for the Edmonton Oilers with the assist. That goal at 4:42. But 2 minutes later, the Kings came right back to tie it up. Kings get the puck in deep. Lucic, left wing board, shot save, rebound. Carter scores! Oh, Carter from the goal line got the rebound of Lucic's shot, and he quickly released it, and it banked in off Talbot over the goal line. So that line continues to be productive. Jeff Carter's third of the year has tied the game at one. And Carter, Lucic, Toffoli as a line now have 9 goals during this 5-game winning streak. Carter's third from Lucic and Doughty at 6:04 to tie it up. Milan Lucic now with the 3-game point scoring streak. So it was 1-1 at the end of the first period. Only one goal in the second period, and it was scored by the Kings, and it gave them their first lead of the game. And the Oilers, Greiba with it. Turning inside his line, he turns it over. Picked up, moving in, Clifford. Clifford to Kopitar, a shot, score! Turnover by the Oilers at their line. Clifford fed Kopitar, and from the left circle, Kopitar beat Talbot on the stick side, short side. Andrei Kopitar, his third goal of the season, and the Kings have their first lead tonight. They're up 2-1. And the turnover forced by Jordan Nolan, he got an assist as well. Nolan and Clifford assisting on Kopitar's third, 13:36 of the second period. So the Kings had their first lead, and that's the way the second period ended, 2-1 Kings. In the third period, the Oilers were pressing the issue, trying to tie it up, and 5.5 into the game, Quick came up big. Hall behind the net into the right corner, feeds right point, shot from there, blocked. Shot by Greiba, now right in front, shot, point blank, save, Quick off Klinkhammer. Best save of the night for Jonathan Quick, robbing Klinkhammer point blank. Yeah, that coming 5:30 into the third period, and the Kings remained in front 2-1. Then we got a couple of penalties. We only had 6 penalties tonight. Each team had 2 power play opportunities. McNabb went off for tripping at 12:07 of the third period, and the Oilers' power play went to work, and they tied it up. Klefbom feeds it to right circle. Oilers set up the power play. Nugent Hopkins to Klefbom. Back right side it comes. Shot pass, tip, score! Taylor Hall. Nugent Hopkins with a shot pass, tip between the circles by Taylor Hall. And the Oilers' power play goal has tied the game at 2. And for Taylor Hall, his third, Nugent Hopkins and Klefbom with the assist. That power play goal at 13:56. But shortly thereafter, at 15:05, Lori Korpakoski was whistled for hooking, and the Kings had their second power play opportunity, and they scored, and this is the game-winning goal. Doughty back to Kopitar. Kopitar hounded from behind. Leaves it for Doughty off to Muzzin. Muzzin a shot, block, loose puck in front, score! Tanner Pearson! The first opportunity was blocked, but Tanner Pearson inside the right circle got the puck and beat Talbot as the power play was winding down. And with 3:26 left in regulation, the Kings have regained the lead. It's 3-2. And for Tanner Pearson, his first goal of the season as a game winner. Muzzin and Doughty with the assist on that power play goal at 16:34. Then late, the Oilers pulled the goaltender. Looked like they had the goal with 5 seconds left. Pouliot backhands it towards the net with Quick scrambling. The referee originally pointed to the net, signaling a goal. Then when he realized what happened, a glove saved by Quick at the goal line, he waved it off. Video review in Toronto. No conclusive evidence that the puck was over the goal line. So a no goal stands, and the Kings hold on for a 3-2 win. 5 straight for the Kings after starting the year with 3 consecutive losses, and the Kings and San Jose at 5-3-0 share the lead in the Pacific Division. We'll take a break, look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the final numbers when the postgame returns after this on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Morongo, good times. Are we recording yet? Because I've eaten a lot of Halloween candy and I may be on a sugar high.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
There's no tricks, just treats at our Friday T-Bone Steak Buffet. Dinner starts at just $19.95.
Number two.
Score big with our $200,000 100-yard dash.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a new Audi A5 this Sunday.
Morongo, good times.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning, McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne. Listen to every second here.
Home of the Kings, baby!
7979-KABC.
Postgame show continues. Kings win at 3-2 here in Edmonton to start the two-game road trip. Kings will be in Winnipeg on Tuesday. Let's take a look at the final numbers. Kings 34 shots. Edmonton had 25. Both goalies were very good tonight. Jonathan Quick, the win. He improves to 4-3-0 on the season. Talbot, the loser, falls to 2-4-0. Kings road record 2-0-0. A win tonight. A win in San Jose. At home, the Oilers fall to 1-3-0. Kings now 12-1-3 in their last 16 visits here to Edmonton and Rexall Place. Kings have won 5 in a row, and they've led after the second period after each one of those 5 wins. So that is an impressive number. Quick has won 4 in a row personally, and again in his career, 15-1-5 against the Edmonton Oilers. Dustin Brown had a team-high 8 shots on goal, still looking for his first goal. Tanner Pearson had 4 shots, including the game winner late on a power play in the third period. Benoit Pouliot had 5 shots on goal. His 5th almost went in. It was reviewed. Quick with a save with the glove at the goal line with 5 seconds left. In the faceoff circle, Edmonton 55%, the Kings 45%. For the Oilers, Mark Letestu, 64% was their best. For the Kings, at 56%. Nick Shore winning 5 of 9. The scoreboard, two other games. Winnipeg at home. The Kings will be in Winnipeg Tuesday. They beat Minnesota tonight 5-4 to improve to 5-2-1 in the season. Ehlers, Ladd, Little, and Stafford with two. Minnesota goals, Fontaine, Koivu, Parisi, seventh, and Zucker with one. And the other game, the Rangers at home beat Calgary 4-1. Lindbergh got his fifth, Girardi, Klein, and Brassard as well. Hudler for Calgary. Rangers improved to 6-2-2, and the Flames fall to 2-6-0. Jeff Carter on Jay Kopitar, Tanner Pearson goals tonight for the Kings. Pouliot and Hall for the Oilers. Impressive, our first look live at Connor McDavid, had an assist, created some chances for his line mates throughout the game. The final line on McDavid, an assist, a plus one. Played almost 19 minutes, had 3 shots on goal, won only 4 of 11 faceoffs, and usually the young centers in the league struggle in the faceoff circle until they get more experience. So Connor McDavid, with his an assist, a 5-game point scoring streak for Edmonton. He leads their team in scoring now with 5 goals and 4 assists for 9 points. Again, I want to thank our network producers, Steve Paillette, Luis Segura, Jose Fernandez tonight. On-site producer Jerry Dombrowski. And now it's on to Winnipeg to meet the Jets Tuesday. 5 o'clock faceoff. Our coverage on the air at 4:30 with the pregame. 5 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the radio network. The TV guys, Bob and Jim, have it for you beginning at 5 o'clock, Fox Sports West. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Rexall Place, where the Kings have won their 5th straight. The final, the Kings 3, the Oilers 2. Good night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.
Do not attempt to adjust your receivers.